Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Northvale Council's rules of business have had a makeover, and one of those areas was disorderly conduct. City Attorney Chris Hood kicked off the discussion first by stating that the Supreme Court last September invalidated a portion of the state statute regarding conduct at meetings such as council boards and commissions. He and colleagues worked on language for a new ordinance that would meet the goals of council and the state,
which is an attempt to try and put in code an enforcement mechanism for you when you have a person that is intentionally seeking to engage in conduct that will interfere with the orderly function of a meeting.
This provides an opportunity to remove the person if they don't stop.
And it basically sets up a three-pronged procedure, with the first prong being a warning from the presiding officer, the second prong being a warning and directive from the presiding officer for the person to leave the meeting, and if the conduct again continues, the third prong would be a directive to law enforcement to remove the person from the meeting, and then of course it would be up to law enforcement whether or not they cite the person, and then it would be subsequently up to the prosecutorial authority whether or not they prosecute that person.
This pertains to conduct, not speech. This item had been on the consent agenda but was removed so that it could be discussed in the public arena. There are few cities that have dealt with this ordinance, which is why Hood framed the code much as the Supreme Court. The council's rules of business were tweaked in relation to the process of removing items on the consent agenda, supplemental memos regarding meetings, and more. One item for the public is that questions at the open mic will not be responded to right away, as staff needs adequate time to address it properly, and the supplemental memos will be posted on their website. MnDOT officials met last week with farmers, commercial truck drivers, and others who have to cross Highway 52 in the southern section between Cannon Falls and Zimbrota to gather input as they plan improvements. According to the Kenyan Leader, about 70 attended the meeting at Erland Church in Cannon Falls. Project manager Jay Calsey got an earful from representatives of farms, ag support businesses, townships, cities, school districts, busing companies, trucking companies, and more. Much of the commentary focused on the Hayter interchange where County Road 8 crosses Highway 52. Bruce Johnson of Hayter Farms is a large-scale crop farmer with a fleet of trucks and farm equipment just south of Hayter on Highway 57. He said they cross that intersection with their large equipment at least 250 times in the fall. It's a constant challenge to get equipment across. The vast majority of the group was asking for an overpass at that intersection. Calsey said MnDOT is considering several options for that intersection, taking into account both safety and cost. A reduced conflict intersection, also called a J-turn, would be the lower cost option at $3 million compared to $8.8 million for an overpass. A J-turn only allows right-hand turns. That option was not welcomed by the crowd. The project includes replacement of the Highway 60 bridge in Zimbrota. The planning and designing is expected through this winter, with construction scheduled to begin in 2021. And James Pritchard will be joining the Northfield Charter Commission for tonight's monthly meeting. He was appointed by Judge Williamson last month after Greg Colby was removed by the judge in November for multiple unexcused absences. Current members include Lance Heisler, David Ludischer, Scott Oney, Judith Schatzko, Peter Swift, and John Dennison. News from around the state is next.